Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Valentine's Day is coming, yes. In every sense of that word, coming. Are you ready? Are you ever ready? Valentine's Day, the high holiday of love, fraught with mixed emotions for many. Me too. Mm-hmm. It may be especially tough to navigate in these politically divisive, sexually suspect, hyper-commercialized, economically unfair, virus-infected, social media-drenched, Me Too cautious, dramatically climate-changing, and whew, emotionally exhausting, especially from that list of all the problems, moment in human history. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, these are challenging times for love of all kinds. But here at the little love church of the Bonobo Way, we accept the Valentine Challenge. Woohoo! And we've got some great guests tonight to help us take it on. But first, a few little items. As a matter of fact, that's what Rush Limbaugh, racist, sexist, Trumpist, Medal of Freedom winner, Rush Limbaugh, tried to slut shame me as a little item. He's just got a little item between his legs. But he called me a little item. And excuse me to my Rush Trumper fans. I know Rush has stage 4 lung cancer. And I feel sorry for him for that. I wouldn't wish cancer on anybody as a wife of a cancer survivor. It's tough. And I wouldn't even wish it on Rush, which is saying a lot. And normally I would leave him alone at this time. I would. But during the Trumpensteins, terrible, as in tear it up, State of the Union, which, yes, his great love, the love I think of his life, you know, his Valentine mommy fetish obsession, Nancy, as he likes to call her, nervous Nancy, although she makes him nervous, Pelosi, she just tore it up, like tearing up his Valentine. So, anyway, that's a side issue. It's the middle of Black History, well, the beginning of Black History Month, okay? And, yeah, I mean, he's got Charles McGee, one of the last surviving Tuskegee airmen who's like 100 years old. And, you know, a bunch of other important people in the house. And nevertheless, the Trumpus, Il Duce, bestows the highest civilian honor on Rush Limp Bags, Limp Balls, the King of Creeps, truly one of America's most prominent racist, sexist bigots. Maybe, I think, the godfather of modern bigotry, really. I mean, we used to think bigotry was going downhill, like maybe not gone, but going out of style. And Rush put it back in style, planting its seeds when a young Trumply was just a fame-chasing, philanderous, short-fingered vulgarian. That's right, a little item between his legs, sucking on the teat of his rich daddy. Actually, his rich daddy's trust fund. His rich daddy's money, spending it all, trying to get famous and eventually be president. Now, quite possibly, without Rush seeding this ground of hate that nurtured sexism and racism and other isms, but I guess those are the two main ones, in modern America, there would be no President Rump, Trumpus Rumpus. And thus, perhaps knowing this, the Tangerine Tyrant gave the highest civilian honor to the King of Creeps, also the Sultan of Slut Shaming, who had said lasciviously, just in case you don't remember, go back a few years, he said, quote, "What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke?" And her name is actually Sandra Fluke, but, you know, Rush couldn't be bothered to remember her actual name. Who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex. What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? It makes her a prostitute. End quote. Well, first, she was just speaking about government-subsidized reproductive health services. But to Rush, that makes her a prostitute. Nothing wrong with being a prostitute. That's number two. We love prostitutes. Sex workers is a better term, but prostitutes, okay. You know, hooker, whatever you want to call it. We love hookers and prostitutes, and we love sluts even more. I mean, you know, a good sex worker is also a slut, and you can be a slut without being a sex worker. So it's great. But don't slut shame me, and don't prostitute shame me to get laughs and support for your sexist, racist agenda. You little small item between your legs, Rush, Limp Balls. I admit it is personal with me and Rush because, you know, he did call me a small item. And I mean, I'm short. I'm 5'3". You know, standing on my tiptoes. You know, I'd rather be a small item than have a small item. But anyway, you can find out all about how Rush, the King of Creeps, tried to slut shame me
and my analysis of post-Trump sex disorder, and did so to promote his show and sell his creepy little newsletter. Mm-hmm. But I rebutted his butt good, so good that he took down the whole show. Ha ha ha. But I recorded it, and you can hear it in all its filthy, stupid glory on my Rush Limbaugh rebuttal video, which also features a spanking, so it's fun. Check it out on my exciting YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dr. Susan Block. You know, you'll get there. Okay, back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that Valentine's Day is World Bonobo Day?
No,
that's right. No, you didn't know that. Well, you know it now. Whether you're married or single or in a couple or a thruple, a commune or a convent, you can honor love with the world's greatest lovers and officially go bonobos on Valentine's Day, which is now World Bonobo Day. Now, some of you already know about bonobos, but if you don't know bonobos from bananas, let me just say, if any non-human animal embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day, love and lust, lust is very important, along with trust. You gotta have lust for Valentine's Day. It's the bonobo. Get inspired to release your inner bonobo, you know, I mean, and live in a more loving and ecosexual way from the source, the amazing love apes of the rainforest, where, you know, every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's right. And nights are filled with love. Our closest genetic cousins, the bonobos, are also the peace apes. See, they're the make love not war chimpanzees who swing from the trees as well as with each other. Never seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. Bonobos show us that peace through pleasure is possible, you know, for apes, even maybe apes like us, because they are our closest cousins. So here in our human-inspired Church of the Bonobo Way, in the village of Bonoboville, we're delighted to support World Bonobo Day, conceived by the Bonobo Project. Thank you, Ashley Stone, and recognized in House Resolution 738 by Congressman Scott Peters, Democrat from San Diego. Of course he's a Democrat. I guess bonobos are Democrats and common chimps are Republicans, or Trump-publicans, I guess I should call them now. Not that I don't like common chimps. I like common chimps much better than Trump-publicans. Or Trumpanzees? Okay. Anyway, the resolution says, resolved that the United States House of Representatives encourages everyone to participate in activities that help to educate the public about the need to protect these uniquely matriarchal, loving, and greatly endangered great apes. So, give the bonobo away. This Valentine's Day, a portion of the proceeds goes to support the Bonobo Project, the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, and Lola Ya Bonobo. And, you know, it's a great gift for friends, lovers, and your friends' lovers. Hey, Valentine's Day, spread the Bonobo Way word of love from the love apes. And get what you want while giving. The Bonobo Way, seriously, is the ultimate antidote to the fear and hatred that is driving us apart. You know, it might even help solve the incel problem. Give it to someone you love, even if that someone is you. Yeah, baby. So, moving right along. By the way, besides being World Bonobo Day, basically, the Valentine's Day that we know, and mostly pretend to love, try to love, you know, it's like an arranged marriage. we gotta do it. We gotta make the cards or give the candies. We gotta have great sex. We gotta love somebody. Usually just one somebody, although we're starting to open up to polyamory. But the tradition of Valentine's Day, the churchly tradition, is you're just supposed to have one Valentine. And that's glass, right?
That's breakable.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't want to start Valentine's Day with a smashed beer glass all over my spanking arm. Okay, but my Valentine is insisting, so we'll just leave it at that. All right, so, you know, just to say, Valentine's Day is basically fake news, okay? It's concocted by the early Catholic Church. It's enhanced by Hallmark, of course, and abetted by Amazon these days. And it effectively sanitizes and commercializes the original, primal holiday of the heart. And actually, the heart is probably not here. Although maybe the boobs are the heart, the cleavage. Although I think the heart is more like the ass or the pussy. This is based on the original Valentine's Day, which is Lupercalia, which is floggers, not flowers. And we are going to celebrate Lupercalia this Saturday, next Saturday, after Valentine's Day. So you can learn all about it then, or you can watch my Lupercalia video on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dr. Susan Block. Something to look forward to. And speaking of flogging, by the way, I have been invited by Dongkon headmistress Cyan to be a mistress of ceremonies for Dongkon 2020, which is a big honor and a lot of standing around in high heels and latex. So anyway, I'm excited. You all better get your tickets now and the reservations for Dongkon at the Hilton Airport are filling up, so get yours now. So, also speaking of flogging, our presidents needs a flogging. He needs to be flogged like the hog that he is. Flog and that nice Valentine dick inside your mouth, which is much bigger.
Harder.
I just don't want to knock the dick.
No, don't mess up your wiener.
That's right. Yeah. You got balls, but you got no wiener, except for the one in your mouth. So anyway, he should be flogged hard, not in the fun Lupercalia way, but flogged out of the White House. He should be. He hasn't been because, you know, because the Senate of Trumpublicans they just acquitted him. Okay, so, you know, he can now transform it into an oligarchic criminal operation for the benefit of himself and possibly his lovely daughter Ivanka, with whom he has a special relationship. It's not even Valentine fodder, really fodder. So besides honoring Rush Limbaugh's the godfather of American bigotry, the Trumpenstein is bragging boorishly these days about being acquitted. But, you know, There can be no acquittal without a trial, and no trial without witnesses and documents. And the Trumpus's midnight Mitch McConnell toady made sure that there was none of that in this so-called trial. And speaking of witnesses, they had just a few in the House. And I gotta just say this, I mean, there's nothing sexy about it, but it's just so disturbing that this Mr. President of petty vindictiveness, he not only fired Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Alexander Vindman, for ratting out, happy year of the rat. anyway, he ratted out the Trumpists for that ridiculously corrupt criminal Ukrainian phone call. But he also fired Vindman's brother. I mean, he didn't do anything. So this is the stuff of, like they say, tin pot dictators, drug lords, mafia dons, I guess. They not only punish you, they punish your family members. And, you know, come to think of it, that's how the Trumpists reacted when he heard the CIA waited for a guy to be taken away from his family before drone striking him. And he said, "Why'd you wait?" Echoing what he said a few years ago. "We're fighting a very politically correct war. When you get these terrorists, you gotta take out their families." You know, so both Vindman brothers had to go, even though only one had testified against him. And even the one shouldn't have been fired. I think there's some kind of law against it, but the whistleblower law or something. But, you know, Midnight Mitch McConnell, his favorite Valentine ass licker, is not going to do a thing to his Trumpy baby. Mm-mm. And, yeah, so, at least we impeach the motherfucker. And as Nancy says, he'll be impeached forever. We didn't throw his orange ass out. But, here's a mind-blowing stat. The 48 senators who voted to convict Trump, 47 Democrats and one Republican, Profile in Courage. Thank you, Mitt Romney. I always thought you were cute. You know, very Kennedy-esque. Well, they represent 18 million more Americans than the 52 Republicans, I mean Trump-publicans, who voted to acquit him. And there you have it. The Trump-publicans, you know, without the consent is very important these days. It's always been important, but we're talking about it now. So these Trump-publicans just made Trumpelstiltskin a king. And according to Alan Dershowitz, he can do no wrong. Alan Dershowitz. The douche brothers. They're all fucking douches. So he can do no wrong as long as he keeps his underwear on. That's only for Alan Dershowitz. But in any case, this day will live in infamy, this day he was acquitted. I believe that. If humanity lasts that long, that is, which is doubtful considering Antarctica is now 65 degrees in the shade, we should visit there, but, you know, that sounds like fun, but the poor polar bears, exactly. It's the whole world, the whole planet. The democracy is giving way to cacistocracy, which means
ruled by the stupid. Or as Sunshine likes to say, according to her favorite film, Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is a documentary.
Idiocracy is a documentary, she
That's
said, if her microphone had been working.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Turn it on.
So,
No, I did turn it on.
Okay, now it's Hello. On. So Hello. Just before we Hello. Introduce Hello. Our guests, I also want to say, rest in peace,
Hello.
Betsy, our beloved Bonoboville doggy.
We loved her so much.
Beagle mixed with what?
I think Miguel says rat terrier.
Oh, there she is at a show.
Aww,
maybe
she's
the
so
Facebook
cute.
Camera could show her.
That's
at the
my
show.
Favorite picture.
Can
of
someone
her?
Turn the Facebook camera to show Betsy?
She's like, hey, look at my hair.
So
right.
She passed away from cancer last week. Actually, she was Anna and Miguel's dog. But everybody in Bonoboville really loved Betsy.
Yeah.
Is Anna and Miguel here? Where are they? I don't know.
We're talking about Betsy. Anna and Miguel, where are you?
Okay.
Now my microphone's on.
So she lived a good long dog's life,
yeah.
You know? And there's Anna and Miguel.
Yeah,
and
on
Betsy
her birthday
sitting
party.
There. Yeah, that was Anna's birthday. Where's Anna? No.
And Anna was feeding her fruit. I was like, she's not going to eat fruit. And Anna's like, she's my
she's
dog.
Probably in the kitchen. Yeah. Mar's going off the other way. Although maybe she's in a room. Okay. Aww. So, yeah, we're giving Betsy a little eulogy right now, Anna. So she lived a good long dog's life. And she even had sex. We saw her having sex.
Live on the air?
No.
Doesn't count.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah. She had sex. Hey, Anna. There's Betsy. Where's the picture of Anna
so
and
cute.
Betsy? That's Anna's birthday with Betsy sitting there. So cute. And
I miss Betsy now.
Yeah, she had sex with a little tiny dog. So we had to hold on to her. So that because the dogs kind of fuse. And Betsy was going to drag the little dog around
you
the
know,
floor.
Betsy was badass. I think she was a little bit dumb.
She was totally dumb.
She got her a dumb
She outfit. Only submitted if you scratched her belly. And then she would submit. And she gave a good high five. And even though she had sex, she was child free. Which, you know, is cool.
She was so
and
badass.
She guarded us all from
rats.
Rats, right? And strangers and
imaginary
even people
things.
We knew. She would bark. And she could also give us a high five, just like a pro. And she was a very photogenic doggy, as you could see. And she had those big brown beagle eyes. And she would pose. Very, very classic dog. Not one of those little tiny dogs or one of those giant out of control dogs. Just your dog. She was great. Rest in peace, Betsy. We will never forget you. We will always love you. And may you enjoy a doggy heaven with an endless supply of salmon treats and lots of rats to bark at. But none of them should bite you. And also, before I introduce our fabulous guests, let me just say, Bernie won! Iowa. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're into Elizabeth Warren or your gang, it's cool. If you're into Pete Buttplug, is that his name? Yeah, that's even cool. And even if you're into Biden, I'm okay. I'm anyone but blue. But Bernie's my favorite, so I'm excited that he won and that the Democratic establishment is all in a tither. Oh, my God. They don't know what to do. So, okay. My guess. Let's get lucky, first of all.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hello. It's been a while.
It has. Actually, you were with us on our last China, Sex in China show.
I think it was. It was, but it was 7 years ago.
It was 7 years ago, Chinese New Year. I don't even remember what animal
it
was.
And I had sex with my boyfriend at the time.
You did.
And you gave me an award for best post-show sex.
I did.
Yes.
I did. And you got my award, the Susie Award, for best post-show sex, and you also got an X-Biz award.
I
for
did
best couple sex.
Yes, best scene in a couples theme feature. Yes.
Yes, and so you're perfect for this Valentine's dilemma.
Thank
the
you.
Valentine challenge.
Woo-hoo.
You will help us meet it and figure out how to have great sex with your Valentine.
Yes,
even when you're pissed at each other.
Hate sex is the best.
Yeah. You know, bonobos have hate sex.
Okay.
They love it. Makeup sex is what it's often
Makeup
called.
Makeup sex, yes.
Hopefully you don't hate each other by any end of it, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could start out hating each other.
You could start out, but after that, you just love each other because the orgasm releases all these hormones
right.
and oxytocin in your system, and yeah.
Good feeling.
Got it.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. That's why, you know, it's important to include the lust along with the love in Valentine's Day. So I also want to congratulate you. You're a first-time author.
Yes.
And you wrote
a book.
As of today.
Like, it was released on Amazon and Kindle yesterday, and the paperback was released today. And it's been a dream of mine for years to actually release this book, and I finally did it. I finally just, sometimes I'm just, when you're working on a project, you just lose the interest, and I have to get inspired again. And to be honest, I was just bored at a Starbucks, and I had my laptop on me, and I was just kind of like, okay, let's finish this. And I did, and also, boom,
you.
I posted, boom, it's up, and boom, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I made a list of New Year's resolutions for 2020. That was the last thing I expected to accomplish this year.
Wow.
I
well,
know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. And the book is called I Am Lucky.
So I played with so many titles, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? Let's keep it short, sweet, simple, to the point.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's short and sweet because I got to get on to the next guest.
Right.
No, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
So our next guest is a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Rita Daniels is not a virgin to much else. She's a MILF, a GILF, a cougar, a porn star, a centerfold, a cover girl, and a radio host. Oh, boy. Rita has many Valentines, many fans, I've noticed, are into wow, and don't Facebook cameras show that picture, but our other camera could show that, because yeah, that's pretty intense, you know, hot sex. Welcome to Bonoboville and to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I'm so honored to be here.
Which you're not mic'd anymore.
Tess.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Is she holding it in the right place? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the right place.
Oh, yeah, hold it in the right place. You've got a great outfit.
There we go.
We're Lucky and I and Sunshine are in red, and you're in Valentine pink, I can only think.
Valentine's pink.
And these boots are made for walking, girl.
Yeah, baby.
And that's what they're going to do. You are visiting L.A., is that right?
Yes, I am visiting L.A. this week from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, here you have a pink microphone to match your outfit. That's more appropriate. Or no, it's yellow, but that's okay.
There we are.
There you are. Right. So are you doing some hot sex scenes while you're here?
I'm doing a few hot sex scenes, yes, and enjoying L.A., I went down to where they're having the Oscars and to the Hollywood Museum today, and great time.
Yeah. And so are you excited about Valentine's Day or kind of concerned? Or I mean, what's your Valentine feelings?
I'm not concerned. I like Valentine's Day, and I'm a chocoholic. And
you're a chocoholic. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you I know you have a dog. Do you want dog chocolate? I mean, this is not for dogs. It just is a picture of a dog.
Yeah. You
please
know,
don't
I
give a
love
dog
dogs.
Chocolate.
I have a dog.
And do you want teddy bear chocolate? Okay. All right. So now I'm going to move along here to how about unicorn chocolate for my next guest.
Is
that a good idea?
You know, I don't know.
My next guest is Barbie Bird, a.k.a. Barbie Doll, spelled D-A-H-L. And Barbie is a comedian whom Sunshine met at Flappers Comedy. Is that right? Or did you?
We've known each other forever on Facebook.
Oh, forever. Yeah. Okay.
On Facebook.
Wow. Okay. On Facebook.
Comedy
right.
Comedy is an incestuous place.
That's not real meeting, though.
Yeah. No.
No. Actually, today I think is the first time.
Well. Okay.
In the real people world.
So you're a virgin to meeting Sunshine. You're certainly a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show. And I understand you were almost a 40-year-old virgin in sexual sense.
Yes, I was.
But you.
Wow. 38. I was 38.
Lost your virginity when you were 38.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of recently, right?
Was it? Yeah. Was it great or good or?
It was horrible. But
it was horrible.
So you could have waited a little longer.
Okay. Well, then you should have some interesting tips on how to survive Valentine's Day as a virgin, which I would think might be a challenge, a Valentine challenge.
I don't know. I was, you know what? I was like religious back then. I'm a completely different person now.
Oh,
so
wow. What was your religion?
Jehovah's Witness. Oh. So we didn't even celebrate holidays.
Wow. Jehovah's Witness, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Whoa. And Prince.
So your Prince. Your family was like that, or you just...
No, actually, just I was. Oh. Yeah.
Really? How did you... Why did you become a Jehovah's Witness?
Well, my mother was when I was younger, but my father was very against any religion, so she kind of left. And
this is
just ended
interesting.
Up just me.
I'm going to have to sit over here and try to see. And so you became it out of... You just thought it was the best religion of all?
Yeah. There's a lot that I agreed with and I really believed in. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you grow up with?
Nothing. My mother, like I said, my mom was a Jehovah's Witness and my father wasn't anything. My father was anti-religion, really, mostly. Uh-huh.
And now what would you say you are?
And my grandparents were Catholic, so I had everything. You know, it's California. It's L.A. I'm spiritual.
Oh. That's what everybody says.
I think
says
we all are.
You can sit
in the important chair.
I'm scared. Right.
No, but you should sit closer.
My ass cheeks can get go on fire in. When I sit in the important chair.
Okay, you want to bring that all the way over here? But then,
well, okay, so what should
no,
I bring here? Then,
no, you should probably just... Here's what we're going to do.
No way, there's no room. There's
I'm going to sit over here.
No, is there room for you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. You're just going to, I might fall backwards on you, but
I'll catch you.
You can handle it. So did everybody get candy?
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
Everybody got candy. You know, it's great to have chocolate. Some people like chocolate, and some people like sex on Valentine's Day. I don't know whether people like the same, both chocolate and sex.
Oh, yeah.
Do you prefer chocolate or sex? You would prefer sex.
I would actually prefer to eat the chocolate off of somebody's
That's exactly
bottles.
What I was thinking. I was like, can't you pour chocolate on a wiener?
Chocolate syrup?
Absolutely. That's chocolate. What we did last year, actually.
Yeah.
We had our Splosh and Art magazine feature stars, Danielle. Yeah, get that. Yeah. Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live. And also we had Eric John and Lexi Lore. And Lexi Lore did eat some of Chef Be Live's vegan splosh off. I'm not going to show you that picture, but I will show you some PG splosh right now off of his big wiener. You know?
Yeah.
And she won the award for best.
It's like an Oreo
wiener. Yeah, but this is not that. But this is Chef Be Live and Gypsy Bonobo and Danielle Watts all having a splashy good time, mm-hmm. right? And so it's fun, you know, to combine food and sex, and especially chocolate and sex, for Valentine's Day. And our couples sexpert is already on it with. Yeah, eat it off of your lover, and that way, you know, it's a time saver. So, how about you? Do you like to combine chocolate and sex, or keep them separate?
Oh, no, I like to combine them, definitely.
Okay, so is it again, like, off the body, Rita, or some other way?
Yeah, it's off the body, off the dick, sure. Mm-hmm.
Off the body or the dick?
Chocolate, Hershey's chocolate syrup all over the cock and... Mm. And it dripped down my face and down my tits.
You can tell she's in radio.
Over.
Yeah, very, very
radio sexy voice.
Yeah. So okay. And then there's always like just eating a chocolate together. You know, as a kiss. That's a chocolate. That's a real chocolate kiss.
Like Lady and the Tramp. Like
well, you just share a chocolate. You know, just like you can share a strawberry. So you could do that. You know, that's kind of sexy and messy. Splosh is always going to be a little bit messy. So what do you do when you're a virgin? I mean, when you're a virgin, do you can you masturbate? Are you allowed to masturbate?
No, we weren't.
You weren't? And
no.
You abided by that rule?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I didn't really feel like I if you've never had sex, your body is completely, like, your chemistry is completely different. Yeah, your body changes.
Well, don't say, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But
you're the therapist.
You're saying your body, perhaps.
No,
if that's
actually,
true.
They've written it. Yeah, if you can read about it.
Well, they didn't study me, honey.
I was just kidding.
I tell you, I was masturbating from my first memory when I was like 2 years old is of masturbating. Now, I didn't have an orgasm, but I was fingering my little twat. And I'm not recommending this. This has nothing to do with child anything. It's just that actually they have seen in vitro, that, you know, even when they're almost born, not the unborn, but that there's a little masturbation going on. And certainly babies like to touch themselves, and then kids touch themselves, and they're not having sex. They're just
exploring.
Playing with themselves. And it is masturbation.
Right.
It is hand play with the genitalia because it feels good, whether for stimulation or for comfort. You don't think, oh, this is going to lead to sex. You just think, oh, I'm nervous. I'm going to comfort myself. Or, oh, everything's cool. I'm going to play with myself.
It's mine. I touch it if I want to.
Yeah. Until somebody says, get your hands out of your pants.
That's what
my mom told me. Your hands are dirty and it's clean down there. At least she did say that. It was clean down there, so that was a good thing.
I think I did masturbate at an early age, but I also read an article similar to what you're saying, just like, if you don't have sex for a long time, your brain chemicals start to change. I guess for the better or for the worse,
yeah,
but like
maybe so.
You crave it less, or sometimes, I don't know, it's a part of depression, I guess, but your brain chemistry changes to where you don't.
Yeah, because I didn't really have any strong desire for. I mean, once a month when my hormones were kicking in, I was definitely horny, but that's about it. And it was easy to just get over that, you know.
But oh, that once a month. Oh, it was easy to get over that.
Yeah,
okay.
She must be a professional.
Yeah, you could do some of those. I mean, you could be a nun, I guess, if you wanted. I mean, but you don't want to.
Not anymore.
No. So now, is it all kicked in? Do you you feel desire?
Oh yeah.
Regularly or
yeah,
just
it's totally different.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
How did you feel the first time you had an orgasm?
Do you know, it was long after I had already been having sex.
Well, you know what? That's true of me too.
Yeah.
I didn't have orgasm the first time I had sex.
It was crazy. It was amazing, and I really haven't had one like that since. So,
you just had one crazy, amazing orgasm.
Yeah, maybe one
or
two.
Right, you're due.
No, but you know what? Because I think a lot of it is the medication I take for depression.
Oh,
it
yes.
ruins everything.
Oh my God.
No,
I'm
that
on
ruins
true.
Everything. That is very,
me.
Very true.
Yes,
and
it
I am not saying people shouldn't take it. You should take it. If you need it, it's more important to not be suicidal and depressed. But
for sure.
Hey, if you can, have you ever said to your doctor, you know, this is really cutting my sex drive and I gotta get a different type of antidepressant?
Yeah, but I think most of them have that side effect. Definitely, it does get better when I lower it, because if it's not in the winter, I lower it, you know, a little, because I don't need it that much.
Not in the winter. Interesting. Yeah, winter is a time of more depression. I found with clients that I have as a sex therapist who have this problem that sometimes the psychiatrist can actually adjust their dosage or give them a different brand. I guess there's some brands that are a little less or more sex friendly. Mm-hmm. Than others. But yeah, there's a lot of drugs that are just sex negative. Antidepressants are number one. But number two would be decongestants. And me, I know about this because I got sinusitis. I do not have coronavirus. Thank goddess. I don't even have the flu, which is actually killing more people than coronavirus, although coronavirus is wicked. And by the way, rest in peace, that guy, that doctor that tried to warn everybody and then he died. It's just terrible. We talked about it a little bit last time on our Chinese New Year show, but Yeah, that's so sad. But in any case, decongestants, because they dry you up. They will make it difficult
dry you up
to orgasm. And you should just know this if you're on decongestants, because it gets very frustrating. You could be very turned on and go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you can't come. And
I had no idea.
It's no, you had no
all
idea.
All the mucus. So it, the mucus,
but also
there.
Liquid. Just your juices.
I had no idea.
Yes, yes. It's and other,
biology's amazing.
Sometimes painkillers, because sometimes painkillers are also pleasure killers, because pleasure is the opposite side of the coin of pain. It's feeling. And so be careful. I mean, you got to take your drugs, I know, but actually marijuana is the only aphrodisiac. Okay, I think. Is there another one? Maybe
steroids. Oysters.
Steroids make you horny, I'll tell you that. Oysters, more like, yeah, they raise the zinc quality, but I don't know if you eat an oyster and you want to have sex.
Oysters are gross. So
I love oysters.
Oysters are great.
I love oysters.
I'm insulted by that.
I could.
No, I love oysters.
I could never swallow one of those slimy things.
And eating an oyster is a little bit like eating pussy. Who agrees or no?
No, I don't agree. I think an oyster is an oyster.
No, I think it's like swallowing cum.
No.
Wow.
I think the flavor is totally different.
You mean the texture?
Well, I'm not saying the flavor is like a pussy. I'm saying the texture is like a pussy. Okay, not the flavor, unless you're with a very fishy pussy.
Slippery.
That'd be a really wet, really slippery pussy.
The slippery part.
So I can't see.
Oh, normally I'm told I have good handwriting.
Because if it ain't slippery.
What that says. But you have all these cards here.
Oh, yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
So happy Valentine's Day from Sunshine. So accepting the Valentine's challenge. Best or worst Valentine's sex? Anybody? Either one. Has anybody had any really great Valentine's sex?
I had really bad Valentine's
sex. Okay, bad. We like to hear about
the
bad.
Well, this is what happened. I was in Chicago, and I was performing at this one benefit, and I was dating the bartender at the time, and then there was a girl sitting at the bar that said that she was dating him, too.
Oh! Well, and she was Asian. Unless you're a thruple, and then that would be okay.
And then I was questioning him at the bar, and he goes, let's go back to my place and let's make up, and we tried to make up, but then it's like it was obvious that he was dating several other Asian women at the same time.
He had an Asian woman fetish.
Yeah.
And then he went back to the bar, he worked at, and my best friend saw yet another Asian girl come into the bar, and then I went home and cried, and you couldn't talk to me for like 2 weeks.
Oh.
I was a singing cocktail waitress. I couldn't sing the song "My Funny Valentine" because it just reminded me of that time. Yeah, it was really bad.
My funny Valentine.
Now
can you sing it now?
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with your heart. Something like that. Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful. Lucky star.
That was when I was a singing cocktail waitress back in my day. Yeah.
You're in your day. Now you're one of the stars of Porn Star Karaoke.
I am.
They don't do that. Do they still do
that? They do. They redid it at The Good Night now, every Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Come Tuesday. I told you guys. Yeah. Come Tuesday. This Tuesday. At The Good Night.
Porn Star Karaoke.
At 9 p.m. in North Hollywood.
But you aren't going to out-sing Lucky. Yeah. Although, I don't know. Rita, you had some pretty good chops going there with... You want to give us these boots are made for
walking?
These
boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Show the boots.
Yeah.
Boots.
You look at those boots.
Oh, my goddess. Oh, Lucky's licking those boots.
Lick those boots, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Vinyl.
Wow. You don't have to sing if you don't want to, but if you want to.
Tell us a joke.
Obviously,
you know
everyone's singing.
I can sing. I just don't have a song.
Do you have a Valentine joke?
It doesn't have to be a Valentine song. You could sing anything.
Did you ever have to do musical improv?
That's not working.
It's mine. Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I don't do improv. I'm not an improv.
person. I do stand up.
This whole show is improv.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what do you do on a show? Or I guess a lot of the shows now are not improv. They just
no. Stand up is never improv. Stand up is a you always have your set ready.
Right, right. Yeah. But I mean, doing an interview show.
Right? Yeah.
Now, how about a heckler? Have you ever had a heckler?
Only once. He was an older gentleman. I think I just joked with him. I wasn't
offended. Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
God, it was so long ago.
All right. Not an ex-boyfriend.
I would
just
heckled
try to
a lot.
Talk over them. Because I feel like if you engage with him, it's just like, it's creating
fuel.
Just. I've seen
fire.
Lots of guys try to argue back with him. I'm like, dude, you're making it 10 times worse. You know.
So do you make any sex jokes or jokes about being almost a 40-year-old virgin? Or
I don't make jokes about that. Well, I'm going to be. But I have a joke about, I talk about my ex.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know what intersex is.
Intersex.
Yes, it's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
And basically, I talk about how my ex was a hermaphrodite.
Wow. Really?
But
and that's a natural condition that, is very rare, but does happen.
Yeah.
Where you have both genitalia and characteristics of both genders.
Both sexes. Yeah.
So you could, fuck yourself?
Well,
conceivably.
Like a worm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can fuck yourself anyway.
So basically what I do is just I talk about him being a hermaphrodite, and then I just say, but he wasn't literally a hermaphrodite. He was more figuratively. Oh. He just acted like a dick and a pussy.
Oh, man, you had me going.
I know. I was trying to tell my joke, and you guys were like, but this is what it means.
No. I mean, we're all getting technical.
It's all good. The timing worked.
This is a sexuality show. We get right into it. So, okay. There's a lot of intersex people like that. You know, including that pussy-ass bitch, Presidents, who is also a dick. Okay. Well, that made us all laugh big time.
Yeah.
So, but you have, what about Valentine's Day recently? What was last Valentine's Day for you?
I don't think I've ever actually celebrated Valentine's Day. Like, maybe when I was little, but.
How about Galentine's Day?
Galentine's.
Yeah. Now, that's the new way to celebrate the day before Valentine's Day for women, is to sort of express your love for your girlfriends. It could be lesbian love or bisexual love, or it could be just friendship. And admiration, maybe hate. I mean,
maybe hate.
I hate love them. You. Anyway, it's a thing. It's always on Twitter. Do you celebrate?
I did that once with a girlfriend, and we saw I took her ballet class, and then we went to go see 50 Shades Freed. And it was great because we just buddies, but then the sex part, I'm like, but it's like we weren't friends like that. But, but it was nice to celebrate with loved ones. It doesn't necessarily have to be a man or a significant other. Just celebrate love and chocolate and friendship and family. And you don't need no man to complete you on Valentine's Day because you complete yourself.
Right.
Now, men,
you
can do Valentine's Day. I don't know. What do men do?
They go grab a
bromance.
Beer.
They have bromance.
And they go
bromance
to strip club.
Day. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Okay. Well, we all need each other, but not every
Valentine
minute.
Beer.
Yeah, you could have Valentine beer. That would be a broski kind of thing to do. Right. What are these things, Sunshine?
They're
They're so creative.
They can be kind of hate Valentine's a little bit.
I love that. Thank
these
you.
These are
so
great
much.
Because
everybody
Sunshine
looks
is
at
an art.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the frog.
Yeah,
story.
It's totally refrigerator quality. It's very
right. Totally going up on my fridge.
And we have, of course, chocolate.
Chocolate.
But the Labrador, he's scratch and sniff, so you can have chocolate and not fat if you want to scratch and sniff.
Okay.
Thank you. So
by the
much.
Way, it's I'm wearing good. Horns getting ready for Lupercalia.
It does smell good.
Because I am Pam, the original patron saint of Valentine's Day. which was Lupercalia. So we'll talk more about that next week. But right now, if you're in a couple, what do you do? How do you have great Valentine's sex? You're our foremost expert. Lucky.
Oh, Valentine's sex, I actually do have a significant other this year, which is so unusual for me. But unfortunately, he's not, you know, doing so well financially, but that doesn't mean you can't write each other a love note, cook each other dinner, just give each other a massage. I told him I just want a massage and a tongue bath.
That's all I want. Girlfriend.
I met him on FetLife, and he's the biggest nerd on the planet. I love him to death, but I never thought I'd meet someone on FetLife.
And he's not in the porn business. You
know, not at all, but he's very understanding.
And does he have a fetish?
Just likes to, you know, like think he dumps me every once in a while, but really it's just kind of like, oh yeah, just put your hand here and pull my hair and call me your bitch and then we'll call it a day. Okay, cool.
Okay.
what is he on FetLife? Is he?
He said he was a dom, and when I saw a picture of him, I'm like, oh, this I gotta see. he looks like
this is not working.
He looks like Will Ferrell.
Really?
He looks exactly like he's a dead, and he's a comedian. And he teaches improv and all this other stuff, but he has a really big heart and a really big dick.
Oh.
What are you doing on FetLife?
I'm there for promotional reasons. I'm there because, like, sometimes I host swingers parties and a lot of the swingers people, it's like a little community, but really it's more for just marketing or whatever. But I get messages like daily, guys asking me out like hourly, and then sometimes I'm like, nah. And for him, I was just kind of like, yeah, well, I'm hungry. So.
Wow.
And that was a year ago.
Would you put yourself down as like a sub or?
I originally put myself as a sub, and then I said switch, and now I just said vanilla, because every once in a while when I get into the BDSM aspect, I just want to laugh. Because you're just like, take it, bitch. And I'm like,
And I think your advice and saying that he's, you know, kind of broke is important right now, because even though our markets are high, a lot of people in this gig economy aren't making a lot of money. And the billionaires are taking it all, yes.
We have a call from India.
We have a call from India.
Sit. You're not ready?
Okay. Let us know when you're ready.
Hello, India.
No, we're not ready.
We take the call right now. We've got one camera running. Go ahead.
Okay.
Take the call.
Is there a name to the person?
You can't hook it up.
Hello.
Can somebody answer that call?
Hello.
All right. I
just need audio.
Move along.
Organization.
Now I forget what I was saying.
I need audio.
Not India.
Okay, so. Okay,
what's his name?
He's from India. He's having.
What is his name?
Sid.
Oh, Sid. Okay. Yeah. Sid.
And he's having these fantasies. Yeah. About forced gangbangs.
Hello, Sid.
Does that make him gay?
Wow. Okay, we'll decide.
All right, Sid. Yes. We're going to find out whether you're gay or not.
Hello, Sid.
Hi, Sid. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show and a whole panel of experts and sexperts for you. It's a whole gangbang of women to give you lots of good sex information about your very important question, which is about you fantasize about a gangbang, and of course the best kinds of gangbangs, the only kind we recommend in real life, are consensual gangbangs, where the person that's being gangbanged is totally consenting, enthusiastically consenting. But, you know, our fantasies are often not so, you know, proper, and so you fantasize about forced gangbang, is that it?
Okay. Is it women with dildos or
what,
guys?
Forced
gangbang by strong men.
Strong men?
You fantasize about being gangbanged by strong men.
Yeah.
Yourself.
With big...
Okay. All right. With big penises and big muscles or...
Yeah,
just
yeah.
All of it.
And no lube, just tears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to describe it a little bit more, or is somebody in the room?
No, I can describe, because actually when I was a kid, not exactly a kid, when I was in my teens, I used to love myself, exposing myself to, you know, like random people from my balcony.
Oh. Huh. Which is not really consensual.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds totally consensual.
It's not, but you were a teen.
All right, he was a
so,
kid.
You know.
He was on the balcony.
All right. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, and
we don't recommend it to anybody, but
yeah, but forgiveness is.
Yeah, but let me know if anybody's going to do it in my neighborhood so I can watch you.
So go
I
ahead.
Would enjoy watching you,
and
Sid.
I like the humiliation at that time when people.
You'd humiliate them.
Me and smile. Yeah.
How would you humiliate them? Would you come on them or pee on?
No. I felt humiliated when someone would actually see me naked and smile and laugh at me.
Uh huh. Oh, you felt humiliated. Of course, of course. So now you still like being humiliated in your mind. But do you pursue that in your real life?
Yeah?
How about in real life? Do you...
You do that every day?
What do you do?
Once a week? Or?
You don't still expose yourself on the balcony, do you?
Now I don't
do that.
Public thing anymore.
Oh, probably wise.
So my next.
What was the last part?
I started reading stories.
Mm-hmm.
So now I like being fourth. I don't know why suddenly I have this, the last couple of years, like 4 to 5 years, I feel being dominated.
Right.
It's the best thing that turns me on. And I've been trying to get more and more dirty into the act.
Dirty? So, what does dirty mean? Non-consensual? Or just a lot of body fluids?
Yeah, being... I've always fantasized about being forced.
I see.
Forced into an alley and tied up. And,
wow.
My nipples being...
The nipples?
Ripped off.
Ripped off. Wow.
So you basically fantasize about being raped, right? You want to be raped?
Yeah.
Gang raped.
Yeah, he wants to be gang raped.
Gang raped.
Okay. Like, would you like that to happen to you in real life or not really?
Yeah, I would definitely like that.
I don't know if you really would.
Okay, I have a question. Are you still attracted to women? Right? Or no?
Are you ever attracted to women?
The thing is, I actually like women, and but the thing is,
thank you.
I like to be forced by men.
Right. And, well, let's hear a little bit about your thing with women, though, before we go. We'll get back to the men. Don't worry, we won't leave the men because I know you. We're here to talk about you and your men fantasy. But do you have relationships with women?
I love women. I like.
Are you married or in a relationship or single?
I'm married. I'm married.
You are married. Okay. How's your sex life?
It's good. My wife does a little bit of domination on me.
Okay, good for you.
My nipples and slaps. Yeah, she slaps me and.
Can she pretend to be a gang of men and you know dominate you in an alley?
Yeah.
No, does she know about that fantasy?
No, I have never been able to share that with her.
Is it because you're too embarrassed or you think she wouldn't like it?
It's both ways.
Okay.
You know what you should do? You should get drunk with your wife and then tell her your fantasy. And if she judges you for it the next day, you say, oh, that was just the booze talking. It wasn't real. And you can forget about it, right?
I have a different way of putting it, which doesn't involve booze. But, you know, booze is good. I mean, if you're not an alcoholic. But you could also say, I had this wild dream.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up all groggy and say, oh, I had this dream. These guys went after me in an alley and... It was crazy. You don't
That's
say it was bad
good
or good,
idea.
But it was, and so you see how she reacts to the dream, and then, you know, if she reacts badly, you say, well, it was just a dream.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If she goes, ooh, that's interesting,
then we
well,
can try this.
So go from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to make that leap. I don't know when I will be able to, but one day I will try.
Well, I think you're taking a baby step by talking to us.
Yeah.
So what else do we advise? Our
first of all, I want to know, was it an arranged marriage?
Yeah, actually it's an arranged marriage, but two are very much in love.
Good.
Oh, awesome.
Arranged marriages can be good Valentines. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day there in India? I think you do, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you said yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, see?
Maybe for Valentine's Day you'll wake up and have this dream.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious if he's ever had feelings for a man. I'm like,
we are very happily married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you ever...
We are very happily married, but... fantasies that make me go crazy sometimes. It's just me.
Oh, okay.
And do you ever have feelings for a man, is what Lucky said. A specific man, a man you meet.
No, never. It was never specific. It was just more, about... It's not even about the man. It's about the rush I used to get when I fantasize about being forced and being out of control. And getting into acts of things I wouldn't do, like fucking a cock or
that sounds more of a control thing that he wants.
Eat my own cum, stuff like that.
Well, you can eat your own cum anyway, or you can have your wife make you eat your own cum, or she could use a strap-on with you. Have you done any of that?
Yeah,
sugar in there.
Okay. All right, so you've gotten pretty far with this thing, even though you haven't, how far can you get? I really don't think you should hire a group of guys to gangbang you in an alley. I don't think it's safe.
Not a good idea.
As fun as you think.
Maybe you're like closet gay or something. Do you think you might be gay?
I think he's just freaky.
I think so too. I think he just likes
the freak side.
The domination
pansexual might be it.
Yeah, he's not gay.
It sounds like he just likes someone to take control of him. It likes, he wants to be the helpless victim in this, but he's still in control of the situation.
He likes to be submissive.
And to a great extent, he can get his wife to do that, or she likes to do that. Maybe he doesn't get her to do that. She just does that. But I would understand why in a fairly sexist society, as most societies are in this day and age, but certainly Indian society, when I visited India, was pretty sexist. You know, I can imagine why you would want to think of this ultimate control of you, gangbang, is conducted by men. Mm-hmm. And because men are in control, traditionally. Mm-hmm. And so that's who your mind would come up with as the ultimate, masters of you. So, I wouldn't worry that you're gay. Yeah, go ahead, Sid.
Yeah. So it started with more of femdom, and over a period, I felt femdom was getting bored, and I was looking into the other side of gay BDSM. And
when you say it started with a femdom, do you mean a real femdom in real life or in your fantasy?
Actually I was in the U.S.
Or your wife.
In Chicago.
Oh, there you go.
So there I used to go to some femdom sessions in the city and downtown, and that kind of so they used to they send me nipple slut at that time.
Oh. Wow. And does your wife know about your visits to the Chicago femdom?
Sorry?
Does the wife know about the visits to the Chicago femdom?
Yeah. So I've been very open so far until the gay BDSM. Other than the gay BDSM stuff, I've been very open about her. I've told her I've attended a lot of fetish and rave parties and,
Okay, well, good for you that you can be open. But, this is another level. Okay, she might be okay with the next level. I wouldn't describe it as gay. I mean, nothing wrong with being gay at all. We might have a gay president, Pete Buttplug or what? No, excuse me. Pete Butt Judge or
Buttigieg. Thank you, Buttigieg.
Anyway, he's sort of okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say anything bad about Democrats, really. Seriously, kids. Sorry. Coronavirus. No.
No.
I shouldn't say anything funny about coronavirus either. But
I was in Asia recently.
But I do have a gas mask girl
device just in case I need it.
I just shot for Gas Mask Girl.
Yeah, Gas Mask Girl. Woo! This is their...
They were here for Halloween. You're here for Valentine's.
Yeah, I was. I think I shot the scene right before she came over here.
Yeah. I'm smiling and thinking I'm getting my picture taken. No one
this
can see me.
This
is the new look. I gave them an award, actually, this year for most stylish fetish, most timely fetish, not stylish. Timely, because, you know, it's true. More and more people need masks. It's terrible. I mean, I like masks. I think masks are very theatrical and fun and can be sexy. But when you have to wear them, they're awful. You know, just ridiculously awful and
everyone
confining.
At the airport wears them now.
Oh, everyone. Yeah.
Everyone wear it?
At the airport. Because when I was coming back from the Philippines, it's like... Almost everyone had one on, and it's not like a germaphobe thing. There's so much stuff. I always, when I get off a plane, I always, like, my nose and my eyes are watering, and I just can barely breathe. And it's just from the air on the planes, and then with all the viruses going around, that doubled it.
Yeah, it's scary to fly. I just flew, and it was, everybody had masks on.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And just seeing that scary. Like, when I lived in Japan, everybody had a mask, and that was a part of my culture shock. I was like, oh, my God, why does everybody have a mask? Why?
Honestly, I just think they're just trying to be polite. Like, if they're sick and they don't want to get you sick.
No, there's a lot of reasons, but that's a big one.
Yeah.
Like, I dated a Japanese guy, and he told me, if I have a cough and I'm on the train, if I'm not wearing a mask, I feel like I don't have the right to cough. And I'm like,
you don't
have the right to cough, but you can't help it.
You should wear a mask if you're going to cough. Masks are known for not really protecting you from something. Yeah, there you go. Now, I was wearing that the other day, but I don't have any virus.
They have a professional one, but you can't breathe in it. It's very hard to...
Yeah, that's the problem. It's good to wear if you are going to, if you have a cold.
Right, so you don't want to infect.
So you don't infect other people when you sneeze or cough.
The microbes just, they'll jump right in there.
Yeah.
With all that moisture. And
it's like face wash.
Yeah, we got a new nest. Yeah.
It's fun to wear for about 5 minutes, and then you start to go,
I think it's a look. I think I look authentically Asian.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I was just going to say you look like a nurse. But
there is something sexy about it, I got to say.
Hey, yeah.
And I
Dr.
wonder,
Lucky.
When is there going to be a porn
is
with these masks?
On the line?
We did, but it wasn't. Porn
Sid,
scene.
Did you leave?
We forgot about Sid. Sid, are you there?
We were busy with each other.
we're talking about, would you want to be gangbanged by a bunch of guys in masks? So back to you. Did we solve your problem? Or did you have another question?
Yeah, and we're running out of time, and then you're going to need a credit card.
Right, you really should call the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Exactly.
At 213-291-9497.
We should talk to him like that.
Very nice.
Do you want it?
Is everything in India okay? How's the Muslims doing down there?
They're in Pakistan.
No, but they don't want to give them citizenship in India now.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, for
real. I think that's a little complicated to talk to him about.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm just asking how the Muslims are doing down there. That's all.
Do you want to be gangbanged by Muslim or Hindu, or does it matter?
How about if we just Catholic? Lick a little pussy, huh?
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
I think we're dissolving into the second part of the show. So, Sid, happy Valentine's
quite a
Day. Have
you're
a great Valentine's Day. I think we got a great start for you, a baby step forward into your sexuality. And you got us so excited, we got to move along. What?
Yeah, I just have a last question.
One last question.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Quick.
Okay.
Yeah, who do you recommend talking to you from your doctors?
Either me or Sunshine.
I mean, I can do it, but
or
Dr.
Violet
Block is the best, you know.
But you know, I'm the best, but I'm not always available because sometimes I'm being gangbanged.
Yeah.
Hot.
I'm retired, so I don't do gangbangs anymore.
Mm-hmm. Chanel has the sultry voice.
Oh, Chanel.
But do call. You're very nice. Thank
213-291-9497.
I'll catch up with Stuart or someone later on who to talk to. And thank you.
Okay. But
don't forget to have that dream tonight.
Happy gangbang Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we do have a whole new page on gangbangs on the Dr. Susan Block Institute site. Take care.
Thank you.
So if you have a gangbang on Valentine's Day, does it have to give you chocolate or what?
Yeah. I think
that should be a prerequisite.
A lot of people have gangbangs for Valentine's Day.
Gangbangs.
Not a lot, but it is a thing. Okay. Yeah.
Everyone.
Okay.
How much time do we have?
Well, we started 20 minutes late. So
we got another 20 minutes?
That's it.
All right. So let's see. So I think we're ready to move along to the non-Facebook portion of the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is what a viewer said.
What did a viewer say? I can't read this. You read it.
Laura Henrik said, Sunshine, please give the girl in pink overknees a OTK spanking.
What's an OT? Ooh. Over the knee. Oh, that's
over
it.
The over knee. The knee.
Oh, what is that?
Over the knee.
It's a request for me and you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're going to move. We're all going to move forward here. Did you want a spanking?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Let's
move along here. The bonobos got disturbed.
Normally, I'm
always the one getting spanked.
She is usually the one getting spanked, so this is exciting.
I have no experience. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, so sit towards here, I guess.
We're leaving the studio.
Here, let's spread the bonobo Valentine blanket, and let's all come to the front part. And I don't know. Should we order our spanking victim to do a little strip tease since she's already almost naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a little strip tease music. I hear it already. Might as well. Hold on to that mic.
I think the viewer requested this for me, not for.
Come on over here.
Everybody, sit down.
Everybody, come on over here.
Grabbing that toy. Where are we supposed to get it?
Yeah. Exciting.
Here she is, fabulous MILF Rita Daniels. And what size are those knockas, girl?
They're amazing.
What size?
800s.
CCs?
800 CCs.
No, I mean, what size bra?
Oh, my.
36 double F. I can't get this close enough.
36 double F. Fucking fabulous.
36 double F. All right. Just so you know, those of you who are numbers oriented, we got 36 double F. Sorry, Facebook, YouTube, but you can't see the 36 double F unless you watch on drsusanblock.com live. drsusanblock.com/live.
He's so crazy.
Gotta hit that slash.
Lucky me.
So
money
that
too,
you can, you know, see the good stuff. Right. Or drsusanblock.tv. So, whoa, and they move. They do a whole
they're
ballet.
Amazing. Whoa, okay. They need extra money.
These are bonobo dollars.
Oh, my God, girl.
They'll buy you some sushi and drinks at the end of the show. All right. Whoa. Look at those. They're very talented. Wow. I'm totally impressed. Can I feel? Oh, nice.
Oh. I'm just amazed.
Can I touch?
I'm enjoying it. You know what? Boobs are just great. Just
yeah, exactly. They always come in pairs.
And these are particularly great boots.
Yeah. Amazing.
And so, let's see. So, I guess you should pull these down.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to spank.
You don't know how to spank? How could you not know how to spank after all the spankings I've
right
given
here?
You?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I know how to
spank. Let's pull down the...
Because the ass is amazing, too. It's like, what's the boobs, the ass? It's just amazing. Over the
I'll hold your boobs so they don't fall off while you're getting spanked. Look at these. Yeah. She's a smart model. She moved her arm away from her boobs so the photographers could get the boobs while she's getting spanked. And so I could get close to them as Sunshine. Go ahead. Give her a spanking. Not too hard. Unless she asks for it.
Girl, spank me. Ooh, yeah. Pull my hair too.
I don't want to get this one, Taylor.
Woo!
Oh, wow, ooh, what a nice butt. What a nice hair, too.
I got spanked so hard by this dong one time. Oh, my God, I couldn't sit down for a week.
Ooh, wow. Baby, baby. And so she's spanking you good?
Oh,
here comes Lucky Star with a flock.
And the safe word is, ow, that fucking
my
hurts.
My safe word is, go for it, girl.
Oh, you know what, I'll just do a nice little,
that's a
so
place.
I can get your pussy a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then the butt cheeks a little bit, just a nice little, but I'll also caress the back.
And what are you holding in your hand, microphone?
She was swinging it around.
I was swinging it around.
Now,
like
that's all wrapped up, but if you're going to use it, you should unwrap it. We wrap it for safety.
That's the thing. I like to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's what they do at the meat market. It's literally
there you go.
The meat market.
There you
but
go.
Since you're dominating Rita, how about if I dominate you and ask you to do a striptease, Lucky Star?
Yeah.
And okay, take off like, your red dress.
Okay, I guess yeah. I guess I could. Hang on.
And then you can continue, you know, what you're doing. I mean, not to interrupt you, but, oh, look at that Valentine-shaped ass. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Pretty Valentine-shaped ass with a red and white.
No, it's okay. I have another leg. It's okay.
No. And what kind of panties? What do your panties say?
I meant to do that.
Simple solos. Oh.
Unfortunately, he passed, so... But I wore this because it was
lucky,
red.
And
yeah. So
sexy.
Sexy.
I want to try your scarf. Can I try your scarf?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
I talk to God directly. Say, yo, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, perfect skirt.
Oh, belly dance.
Oh, yeah. Perfect, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Sure. Very
oh, what? No, perfect.
Accepted.
Yeah.
To be humble.
Now, I mean, if you want to also get involved, our comedian Barbie, you can, or you can just give us some commentary.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just taking it all.
Hey, you remember Elisa Poteet?
She did. Well, not did she get naked or she got
she
topless?
She took her bra and her shirt off.
Yeah.
So one.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
That's some shaking going
on. That's like Hawaiian.
Yeah. No bonobos, girl. Happy World Bonobo Day.
It's actually Tahitian dance, but I've always wanted
to. Yeah, I was going to say, it looks kind of Hawaiian.
Tahitian dance has a strong.
You know, whatever nationality it is, it's sexy.
It's like sometimes the moray skirt, which is grass skirt.
I love those
or
names.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really.
It. I'm being entertained.
You're like Shakira.
Ah. I'm being entertained by these beauties.
Oh, you want to see your butt crack?
Mm-hmm. She's trying to peel a dick, and she's doing it good here.
It's Valentine's Day.
Here comes.
Wow.
We try to keep them, you know, clean and so we wrap them. Make sure Trump.
That's a real Galentine's Day right there.
Get to have any fun?
Yeah, like a double-ended dildo. Everybody's happy.
I bet you were popular in high school.
Ooh, ah.
Whoa. Yay.
Wow. Double sucker. Yeah. Gangbang that double-ended dick. Yeah, babies, yeah.
This is the show that Sid wants to see.
Uh-huh. How about between the titties, too?
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
It tastes like cayenne pepper.
Is it hot?
It is like spicy. Like I think there's Tabasco.
Hang on.
It's a Tabasco.
Not in the middle.
Yeah, you put
it
sriracha
on. It's kind of like an aftertaste.
Maybe. I don't
you know what? I want to try this. I tried this last time I was on your show.
Okay. Last time, what did you try?
The Sibian. Okay.
Oh, the Sibian. Oh, wow. Okay, let's move that over here. And we should wrap that too. Do we have the wrap? Let's wrap it up, girls, because we are always
Saran wrap.
Very safe, sexy. Can anybody help with this, or you guys just want to watch the girls pant? Oh, yeah. Motor Bunny, baby. You're right, it does have an aftertaste of us. It's not human, though, so I think it's just a little Tabasco sauce. Whoa.
YouTube. Dr. Susie always gets control.
I get the controls, baby. I'm very controlling. All right, so here we are.
It was so great.
Lucky Star is taking her Valentine's Day warm-up Motor Bunny ride. Yeah, girl.
Sound effect. Mm-hmm.
Here she goes. Where's the microphone? Can I have a microphone? Can somebody get me one of those microphones, please? All right. Actually, the other one is more reliable. Let me have both. Okay, how's it feel?
Oh, that is quite lovely. I could do that all day. Ooh, ha-ha.
It's getting beyond lovely.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Give her a little spanking. Yeah.
Oh, you guys got to try this thing. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I gotta kind of concentrate here. So
she doesn't need two microphones. Okay, you can use the one.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm
going to
come for you.
Here, microphone.
Oh, fuck.
Are you going to come, baby? Because I'm going to wrap you up.
Oh,
I'm going to saran wrap
yes.
you, huh?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Yes,
oh,
really? These guys'
yeah.
faces.
Yeah. Oh, right. fuck.
This
oh,
is
no,
your lucky no, day, no, Lucky Star.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Give us a good luck orgasm to warm up for Valentine's Day.
Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, are you coming? Oh, fuck! Oh, God, it's sensitive. Oh, God, it's so sensitive.
Is it orgasm, Houston? All right.
Right.
Oh, let's hear it for Lucky Star. Woohoo! Warming us
right
up.
Right after I come.
For Valentine's Day. Did you want to try it? Do you want to try it, Rita?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's rewrap. Okay, here we go. Have you ever ridden a motor bunny or a Sibian?
I have done.
Talk onto your microphone.
I have done a Sibian.
Sibian. Well, it's very similar.
It's very similar, but it doesn't have the dick.
Hang on. Do it the other way so we don't cover the label, because after all, everything is branding. Okay. Okay. So we're wrapping it up. Just like you gotta wrap it up, boys, meaning your wiener, when you have sex with a new Valentine, especially if you, you know, don't have a Valentine and you go to the
and
bar.
You can have a Sibian.
You hook up, you know.
Test.
Okay. Okay, so get right on there, Rita girl.
Rita,
okay, so now, Sunshine, you wanna hold her microphone? And I will control.
She wants to ride
the
that
vibrations.
Baby. Make sure you're nice and situated.
Okay, here goes Rita Daniels.
Ooh.
On the Sibian.
On the Sibian.
With those nice 36 double Fs bouncing around.
Yeah, yeah.
And her beautiful Valentine twat.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
go,
right
go,
there.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, oh yeah.
Oh.
Play with her buttocks.
Oh, shit.
The vibrations are rising.
Oh,
nice. And the heat. Is also rising.
That's it.
Here in the little church.
Get a girl.
The Bonobo way.
Get a girl. That's it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rita.
Yes.
Go, girl.
Yes.
Go, girl.
Oh,
yeah. Feel those vibrations.
Oh,
my
God, I gotta get
one
of these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told you.
You gotta get one.
Oh, yes.
Meantime, you're getting this one,
yeah,
or it's
get the
getting
angle right.
you.
Get the
it's
angle.
Gonna get you, Valentine. Yeah, this is what
That's
you gotta
it.
Get your Valentine for Valentine's Day. a motor bunny.
Motor bunny.
Yeah, I mean,
think sexy
money,
thoughts.
But it's good
think
for
about
your
that
honey.
Big
it's
cock.
A motor bunny.
Yes.
Get it, get it. Should I bring it down?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Bring it up. Here we go.
That's it. Get it, girl.
Get it.
Woo! Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bring it down or bring it up.
Oh, my God.
You know, sometimes you got to pull it out
so
a little
mean.
Bit until they beg you to put it back
me.
In. Put it back
torturing
in.
Me.
Yeah.
And
oh,
put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Drive.
That's
here a girl.
It's up all the way, actually.
Oh, yes, girl. Get it. Get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It. That's it.
Oh,
get it, girl.
Rub that heart-shaped pussy all over that
that's
motor
it, that's
bunny.
It.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Rub it
just
down.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. Do it till you're satisfied.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. These boots are made for walking, and this pussy is made for coming, and that's just what it'll do.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, rub it. Yeah. Use everything, you know. Rub it with your fingers. Oh, yeah. Oh, you squirt. Oh, that's okay. We can wash the blanket. Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Oh, look at those fingernails. So fetishy. Oh, yeah. Oh, rub it down, girl. Rita Daniels, MILF, Cougar, Stacked, Porn Star, Cover Girl.
I have your... Oh, my...
Do it. Do it. Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Oh, fingers shit. In her cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right in that Valentine cunt. All pink.
Oh, yeah.
Just like her outfit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
oh,
look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Suck those juices.
Oh, it really worked.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Lots of cum, babe.
Oh, my.
Oh, lots of cum. Oh, yeah. Did you cum? Oh, you did. Okay. There's so much excitement. I wasn't sure. But Houston, we have orgasm.
Oh, yeah. We have
and
orgasm.
Let's give a big hand to Rita Daniels. Daniels.
I'm really surprised I don't own one of these.
Well,
I think everybody
Valentine.
Valentine.
Or your Valentine is broke. Sorry. Did you want to ride it?
No, I've ridden one before.
Oh, you have?
Actually, no, a Sibian, actually not.
Well, this is similar thing.
No, I'm good.
We love Sibian, too.
Dr. Susie.
Did you have a good
Dr.
orgasm?
I've never...
Sibians are good,
Dr.
yeah.
Susie.
Okay, everybody, now, let's move this thing, please. And let's all gather round. Can you sit here, too? Or sit somewhere near me? Because now we're going to try to do some group activity. Shots and we're gonna say hey, it's been a great day and a great night and a great Valentine's Day warm up, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We're getting horny for Lupercalia, woohoo!
Right.
And we're getting ready for World Bonobo Day. So I just want to thank my fabulous guests. Okay. It really a great
amazing
group
guests
tonight. So first, thank you, Lucky Star, for for coming back after all these years.
Thank
we
you
love
for
you.
Me. Thank you.
Where do we find you on the internet?
At Club Lucky Star, both Twitter and Instagram. That's two R's.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us how to spell.
Or just ask Google.
Two R's.
For
R's.
The star.
She's special. She's
right.
Special. Two R's.
Okay. And where do we find you, Rita Daniels?
Rita-Daniels.com. Instagram is Rita_Daniels69 and Twitter is Rita_Daniels69.
All right.
That was the $1 million cock you just saw up there.
Oh, $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million cock. Karen.
Yeah, I was gonna say
from
Karen.
Brazzers.
Yeah.
His cock is insured for $1 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
how
right.
Do you price that?
Is that a dildo or a
Lloyd's
actual
London.
Cock?
London.
I was
going
to say, ask Lloyd's of London and they'll
give
Lloyd's
of
London. All right.
He insured it.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And who was that again?
Kieran Lee.
Kieran Lee.
Oh, Kieran
Brazzers.
Lee. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know him.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the
Barbie,
show one day.
Barbie, you have comedy shows coming
Barbie.
Up?
Barbie. Where do we find you?
I'm on Instagram. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram, Barbie Doll Comedy.
And Twitter?
Twitter, yeah, it's Barbie Bird.
Uh-huh, and do you have any comedy shows coming up?
At the moment, I don't know.
Well, when you do, you've got plenty of fodder for some sex jokes. I was on this crazy show.
The Dr. Susan Fox.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to thank you all. We love to combine sex and comedy because, you know.
Sex, comedy,
sex is funny.
Politics.
And laughter is a mental orgasm.
This country's been taken over by right-wing mobsters, folks.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Right. Oh, yeah.
New tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's very nice.
A spirit catcher. Give her the microphone.
This is dream in Chinese, and this is a dream catcher because I'm half Cherokee and half French.
Well, how exotic.
Yes.
Half Cherokee, half French. Oh, yeah. Perfect for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, okay, so... I think that about sums it up for now, but we want you to, get the bastards, the Trumpublicans, vote them out. That's the only opportunity they give us, aside from protesting in the street, which I'm so pleased to see people doing, and we have to do it more and more. But you also got to try to vote, though a lot of times they don't count your vote. But, hey, got to do what we can. And I want you to celebrate World Bonobo Day, which is Valentine's Day. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. You're my Valentine.
Yeah. See the clap sign.
How do you say smart.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497. anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.